Good afternoon and welcome to the AgriSampo North America Afternoon Market Update with Sterling Smith. And the markets did manage to stage a little bit of a recovery after yesterday's losses, at least across the grain space. Looks like we are getting ourselves ready for Thursday's report, which should be a market mover, as it'll be the first big official look at the 22 crop. We'll also give the USDA a chance to address the situation in the Ukraine. Markets have done some technical damage, so I would recommend looking at the Tech Tuesday newsletter, as we have an interesting situation with some of the technicals turning heavy while the markets have become oversold. So we should be set up for some interesting market moves when the report comes out on Thursday. July corn finished at 775 and three quarters. That was up 3 3/4 with a high of 778 and three quarters, a low of 769 and a quarter. December new crop and outperformer 719. That's up 8 1/4. We had a high of 719 and a half and a low of 707 and a half. The new crop did show steady strength throughout the day, which is fairly bullish price action. July soybeans finished at 1593 and three quarters. That's up 8 1/2. November soybeans at 1456 and a quarter, up 9 1/2. Wheat firmer across the board. July wheat in Chicago finished at 1095 and a half. That's up 2 3/4. Kansas City wheat at 1175 and a quarter was up 11 1/4. Minneapolis wheat 1213 and a half. That was up 6 3/4. And we did trade as high as 1226, which was a new life contract high. July rice, 1693, that's up 9. Cotton, 142.94, that was up 1. And December new crop, 124.17, that was up 54. Live cattle, 132.40, that's down 115. We were higher earlier in the day when the midday cutout numbers came out. The choice values were seen a little bit lower, and that pressured the cattle market immediately. If we're going to see better cattle prices, we're going to need to see better cutouts. It's pretty much that simple. Feeders 171.70, down 253 on continued fund liquidation. Lean hogs 101.75, up 45. The low of the day was 100 spot 15, the high 102.72. The market is very oversold. We saw mixed components. If we could get belly prices moving here, the hogs are fairly oversold. We could get a little bit of a pop. Crude oil, 99.55, down 3.54. The high was 104.16, the low 98.86. Unleaded gasoline, 3.51, and that was down 13 cents a gallon. Diesel, 393.55, that was up 10 cents a gallon. Energy market was fairly solid until a big sell-off hit the stock market midday and reversed a lot of gains. Crude oil came down on that, and we really didn't see a bounce afterwards, which is what we've been seeing with the market usually finding some strength. It'll be interesting to see how it trades tomorrow as we're chasing right up against support. And natural gas, 722, that's up 19, a high of 746, a low of 643, a volatile day in the gas, but it does look like we have finished our little corrective period here, and I would not be too surprised to see it move higher. Gold, $18.36, that was down $22. Silver, $21.24, that's down 57 cents. Dollar index was the culprit there, 103.92, that is up 27. We do have CPI coming out tomorrow morning at 7:30. The street is looking for 8.1%. It was 8.6% last month. How this number comes out is going to affect a lot of markets, particularly equity and interest rates, but it can very well affect, obviously, the commodity markets as well. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 32,160. That was down 84. The market was sharply higher on the day. We finished a healthy 500 points off of the best level of the day. S&P 500, 4,000 spot 88. That was up about 9 points. Again, we finished the day 65 points off the best level and 42 points above the worst level. NASDAQ actually fairly solid today, 11,737, up 114. Moving on to interest rates. 10-year finished at 299. That was down partially down a fraction of a basis point. High was 306, low was 293, and the CPI numbers tomorrow will certainly affect the bond market. This is Sterling Smith from Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.